Take two.
Right, take two.
They took two and used two.
Unless Houston really gets demoralized. Where they tell Sampson to back out, sign his contract, he might not even come to play.
There's another tournament, right? Another one, I guess, the Nets and play.
So Lakers under where it's not possible.
Recovery is going to provide free recovery for the whole class.
Yeah.
Depends on the Sonics, you got to be tough.
We try to get up on it.
I think this is going to be a safe one.
You want to address the problem? I don't care either that you use.
What's his name?
Then after you did it, all you have to do is just go out with a black marker pen and wipe out all the photos.
Brandon was cranking them in.
Oh, yeah.
This is it?
He's incredible with that three-pointer.
Sure, we got all 20 in here. Did anybody have Rotherham under 300?
I had 322.
That could throw the whole class totals off if Rotherham didn't get shaken, the individual one.
I thought Rotherham was number one.
Yeah, I can.
He came out number one by
1.4 miles.
There's Jet.
I got a copy of that. Wait, everybody else got it too. Recovery 300 something, and Rotherham 112, whereas recovery 125, and Rotherham
116.
Probably
can't be 106.
That's it.
They were
just by
exactly.
No way.
Yeah, that kind of.
Why discretion is that wrong?
I mean, yeah, mostly fine.
Yeah.
200-point discrepancy, Rob.
What'd you rate last? 25 to 3.
What was the final?
332. And 331 for recovery.
Yeah, so you're in class right now.
What was we spending on the customers?
He was lower, he was 162.
162?
Yeah, he had a rough.
Let me see your jacket, they all.
Something I said?
He said too much.
He has gold plated, so it's a good hand.
I've got a.
Who's your word?
Boss saving.
Rothrain must be way down.
They had a minus 20 for me.
I did.
Good
was the word. I also got $100.
But it's still worth more than 116.
Anybody I recommend?
My worst three was Living and Phil.
I get $100.
You get paid by
$330 for recovery and $350 for.
Most of the time they were
at
the
end.
So you got recovery at what?
I got recovery at 322.
And Rotherham at 260?
265.
I think you're president.
There's
something wrong with that. No, I disagree.
We should let you make something up over there. Who was my number three?
Hey, Rob, how did you do Amber?
He was my high score.
No, Amber.
I got 260.
He only hit a 135 for the year.
He's the Ethiopian boy.
That's what I wanted. I want to go back to the
game. Amber Hart.
Next to you, so
yeah, that would have so much room for
it. Well, anybody got enough education to go do the work? I mean, let's face it, it's upon you. You're so educated that you start doing it. It's like death by your brother, and it's a fucking revelation.
Forget you, buddy.
I went to the church where he was just sitting on the right.
Who was with him?
It'd be kind of interesting. I couldn't do that.
Just go out in the wilderness and pray.
The closest sandy beach is known as.
Why do you work in the wilderness?
The closest to a wilderness we have, right?
I saw a parallel.
All right, what do we need?
How many grams for this?
That'd be great. 20 copies of this?
I did.
Is that the final one with the average?
Final one? Oh, right. So, make sure you don't delete that file.
No,
I'll try to get you a copy of mine.
What you get?
What did you use it for? That might be how I created it.
You can put yours on, your spreadsheet?
No.
Must have graded. And then your average is 275, and I gave you numerical terms.
No. I did not give those.
313. You wouldn't have given 318, I gave it 332.
What's real interesting to me, the one that's.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it does.
241.
Cuts down the concordant.
279.
We're really busy in the outfield right now.
They're very well like.
Slows down some.
They live in minus two.
They had it on record. Seemed like they had three or four players. Your boss.
They give it minus 108.
There's some wind spreads. It's fast. Yeah.
They need to go back.
I think 401, different files.
Most of them died.
One's going to lose its file.
Overall,
points?
That wasn't making any difference.
What percentage?
That's 6 percentage points.
Yeah. See the changes on the list.
We can write that in.
Thank you. If he's over 120 points above the guy below him, there's no problem.
He is.
What?
Oh, no. Yes, he is.
It wouldn't change his ranking at all.
Okay, now what happened to Moffitt? Moffitt should be what?
132 more. Somebody gave me a plus instead of a minus.
On Moffitt?
Yeah,
it should be
on
Moffitt?
Roger should be 60 more.
Oh, yeah.
Roger should be 60 more?
Yeah.
That's all?
176?
176.
That wasn't 60.
You're rather going to get 60 more, so let's change that right in here.
60 added to what?
Rather than.
Add that to 5783, right?
So it
yeah.
Should be 5843.
Wow. And that gives him 3 more points, so he's up to 292.
What was his total then?
What was the total?
5843.
Question. Did people who had discrepancies in Robert have checked to make sure that they were consistent all the way across and things?
Great. That's with the 5843.
Okay.
Now what happened to Moffitt?
Moffitt gets 100. Which way was it?
It was.
It was plus.
It was 66 plus, and it should have been 66 minus.
So 130 points away from Moffitt.
Yeah, 132.
When you take away another 132 office.
Yeah. So add negative 132 more.
Oh, so he goes up. His negative
goes.
23.
He goes.
23,
22.5.
Right.
And, is it negative? They add more negative.
That's another 6.5 on his average, so he's up to minus 116.
What was that again?
Minus
23 what?
Minus 23, 22, the average minus 116.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just wonder what all the other mistakes are that we made. Yes, right here, and can you make those corrections?
What is like Fenton? What is this? Supposed to be minus 100 even, I guess.
What?
What? Close to minus 1?
Fenton right above Moffitt there. It should be like minus 100 even, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Minus 100?
Is that true, Chad?
Close to
Hampton had minus 2,000. If you divide that by 20, you should get a minus 100, right?
What does it say?
Minus 1.
Yeah, it's minus 100.
Mm-hmm.
Should be minus 100.
Yeah. Okay. On this sheet, the numbers on the right-hand side don't correspond to that, right?
No, because they're the order of the order of about 15.
Can we get a printout recovery in Rotherham, all the students?
By order of rank, this is by order of the list.
The right-hand column is the same as the left-hand right-hand column. And so, if you can deduce that, you'll see what the problem there is.
Disregard the now, far right.
Are the totals correct from one column to the other, but not the
okay, the
averages are wrong.
The right hand averages are lined up in the 1 to 50 ranking.
Yeah.
And not with the 1 to 50 on our list.
So the totals, when you go.
The totals are all right.
So it's like the averages are wrong. Average too.
So the far right hand column shouldn't be there. Farther. Doesn't fit, right?
I don't need another copy. I've got these, and I know what's going on here.
Okay. How do you fix that, though?
Okay, looking at our 10-year averages, Jeff, we really appreciate that you did this.
Yeah.
Thank you,
brother.
I had it all set up anyway.
This is great. So recovery is the first translation ever in the history of this class to beat out Rotherham. As you can see, Rotherham's only rival is numeric, and then NAS and Corden are distant third and fourth. So recovery is really a whiz banger. And we decided recovery was done by the son of Noah or his nephew or something. So undoubtedly continuing the concordant principles, but he changed a few things, and what he changed seemed to be a good idea. We have numeric number 3 following Rotherham. Ethiopia, and you might want to write that in case you forget what Amharic, it's IC. And then Worrell, which in our big average didn't do Diaglot, ASV, NAS, Godby, Concordant, ERVN. My own feeling is that Worrell through Darby are really all very, very close. And on any given day, one of them could beat the others. They're so close together.
Which ones? Worrell, Darby, and...
Worrell through Darby. There's about 9 of them there.
Oh.
Yeah, there's only about 600 points difference.
Yeah, they're all 200 plus.
So as far as saying Godby is better than Young, I don't know if you can see that from this rating here.
Yeah.
You might take another scripture, and Darby might get a 10 to 5, and Godby might get minus 10 or something.
All these are the same as here.
Whenever they're within like 30 some points of each other, it's like one rating can just flip them.
Yeah.
But I think we can conclude that group is better than NIV. New King James and RSV and all those. Tyndale beat King James on our 10-year thing. Tyndale did not beat the King James. Tyndale really went rated farther down.
East is so low.
Weist would do a lot better, but he pulls a minus 30s.
Minus 30?
He pulled a number of them.
Oh, is it something I said?
No. In our 10-year thing, did Weist beat out Amplified or not?
Yeah, he did. Amplified's 23.
Oh, yeah. I think Weist would always be that Amplified. He took enough screws.
Is Amplified usually that low compared to the others?
Well, Amplified adds a lot of things, and people were ranking him down.
True.
So, it just depends on how you treated all that additional commentary. Let's see here. You can kind of group these. But you can compare this with their 10-year totals, and you can see that they move around.
Goodspeed actually beat Living?
Goodspeed beat Living?
Okay. That's surprising.
I'm surprised the difference between Phillips and Living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are the lowest ones. So Living, Goodspeed, Ledyard, Phillips, Moffat, and Fenton. Those are always way down there. I think that's the same as in our 10-year totals. Those six are the bottom six. I guess Moffat's out of place.
Is Moffat out of place?
I'm just saying our 10-year totals.
Oh,
he rated about the bottom instead of right here. Any comments? Go ahead.
Next year, when you do this class, are you going to go ahead and rate the new NAB that they got out now?
Do they have a new NAB now?
Yeah, according to the news reports, the Catholic Church came out with a new NAB following some corrections. Reading about it, they kind of refer back to King James a little bit.
We'll definitely want to take that.
Yeah, they also made a few changes too, like taking out instead of he and him and mankind, they ceded to the letters and they changed a few things like humankind, it, or you know, something like that.
NAB is a liberal Bible. What amazes me is that NAB does as well as it does in our rating. It's not even in the minus category. My impression of its liberal views, I expect it to be down there with Moffat or something, but it struggles for a positive. Dewey came out in, what did we say, 1580 or something? What was the date? Anyway, 5 centuries later, NAB comes out with something that's worse. And I'm sure they have a list of scholarship there to prove it.
NAS so high on the average and it's down in ours.
You know, I do not know, but over the course of semester after semester after semester, NAS was pulling consistently high marks. And on an average, I think a concordant was a little more erratic. And so that drug it down. and then the others just aren't as good. I always expect NAS to beat ASB, although it didn't on our thing, but I usually expect it to beat it. Because almost everything the NAS did was an improvement. Mm-hmm. I don't know how ASB beat NAS on our thing. We'd have to go back and look the individual scriptures up, see what the problem was. It may have been one verse where the NAS got a minus 15 and the ASB got a 5, and if everybody gave them that 20-point swing right across the board, that's a big thing.
If you, I can find that real quick.
Might have just been one verse.
I can find those verses real quick.
On your computer, why don't you show us what to do?
I'm just saying that if we had 20 points times 20 students, 400 points.
That would be just enough to, what have we got here? ASB 232, NAS 224. Those figures could be reversed.
If you were what if on the computer?
Student? Yeah, I've got select statements. I need to get a quick list of something. I'm just going to get a list of the translations of spelling. Got to spell them right way.
You want the list?
Yeah, it's got to be a computer, so I might have heard someone else.
Any other questions? This rating is for us. If we rated these from a Baptist theological perspective, we'd come out with a completely different thing. It's interesting when you read translation reviews. I should have brought a lot of them and read them to you. They rave about Good News, Living, Moffat. They rave about it. I've got a book at home and the guy writes about Robin and wonders why it's still in print. And typically, the most popular translations are the bottom 10. And the most unknown, antiquated, and out-of-date translations are the top 10. NAS is an exception to that. But how many people have ever heard of a Rotherham? Numeric. I mean, that's a quirk. Worrell. Another dinosaur. Diaglot. People have jumped in that because the Witnesses publish it. ASV is out-of-date. NAS is the only one really that's doing anything. Concordia is just for scholars.
Well, they just rate them according to their comprehension level.
NIV, it does pretty well. And that, yeah, they do rate them according to comprehension level. They're really big on modern speech and a little on accuracy. NIV does pretty well. Notice the big gap between Darby.
Yeah.
You really drop. But NIV fares well. It's just not an emphasis on literal. It's an emphasis on readability, and yet they did salvage themselves from the bottom, like a lot of the others.
It's been a long stretch.
Which does better, single scholar or committee? Which does worse, single scholar or committee?
And else recovery, what is that?
Is that
single
scholar.
Okay. Wasn't it a committee?
Was it a committee?
Yeah, because he has a list of names that they all collaborate.
Well, it isn't a committee if one man's making a translation with help. That's not a committee. Because that means he's still the final say on whatever he wants. But if it's a matter of going back and forth and everybody's compromising and nobody can rule over anybody else, mm-hmm. kind of a voting deal, that's a committee. Because then you end up with compromise. Usually the committee ones end up in the middle. Single scholars end up at the top and bottom.
interesting to compare some of Pastor's comments in the Sunday school thing about, you know, and compare it with how we rated it and stuff, because he makes statements. Phillips is worse than his.
Is he accurate?
Well, I was considered measured me against him, for I didn't change my mind.
Well, you can bounce these comments off our 10-year results and off our ratings, sir. What I've always wanted to do is submit to him everything we're going to rate with the most dominant and have him put his numbers in, and then us plug that in over here, and in effect include him in the class and see what he would give him, and then hand it back to him. He has certain ideas about certain translations based on his study years ago, and I feel like if we took the breadth of our study, you know, he has a high opinion of C.B. Williams and some of these others. And I just don't think he studied their scriptures to really come across all the problems in C.B. Williams.
Be interesting.
Jeff, how many translations do they have on computer now?
I don't know. You can look on King James. I think you can get NIV and NAS that are popular, maybe some other ones. You can also get from the University of Minnesota on a large tape, really built computer tape. You can get that Freeburg and Freeburg's Greek Analytical New Testament, Greek Analytical Text with the parsing under the word. I guess you can get that and download it.
Like the rest, the other three come in floppies, the ones you mentioned.
Yeah,
get them all in a CD-ROM.
So can you just key in the scripture and it gives you the wording?
You can buy translations and have a Greek concordance and stuff.
Can you also then look up scriptures by words? Like could you key in the word blood and get all the scriptures?
The only one I know that does that is Convert, it has King James, Strong's Concordance, and a Greek and Hebrew dictionary.
Boom.
And this guy has $6.95. I sell that.
You'll sell it for how much?
I'm already done.
Can we copy it?
Yeah, for $6.25.
Lay hands on the computer and pray.
So we're getting a comparison of ASV and NES, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know, where that deer blood came from?
Benjamin Wilson, 1850s. The witnesses like it because of the treatment that it has in certain passages. They own the copyright to it. They tried to buy the plates from Rotherham. Some lady owns in California, part of that state. She won't sell them. I guess it's Rotherham's daughter or something. So who is the publisher since Zondervan? Kregel. Kregel's got it. Craig will probably keep some because the Watchtower Society buys some of his. They charge, what is it, $40 for that baby? That's an outrageous number. Watchtower gets it, they probably charge $6.95.
Yeah, that'd be one advantage. Every Bible, every incoming Bible school student could have one.
Yeah, put it on tissue paper. Try to take notes in it, forget it. Yeah, I haven't understood Kregel's idea of printing that thing on that big fat paper. Got to be an idiot.
four volume Rotherham. I used to have one of those. Really impractical. The only practical thing about Rotherham is it never leaves your study.
Do you know if people at seminaries and stuff even deal with that, you know, like we do with translations?
I'm sure there's got to be seminaries around that talk about this. They're probably going to promote the most popular evaluations. I doubt they really get into, I've never heard of any college evaluating translations. I've seen a couple of evaluations. I think they were really terrible. One guy evaluated them all, and he rated them all against the King James. And you don't learn anything that way. You don't rate, you got to rate them against the Greek. Another guy had a zero if they had it right, I mean a zero if they had it wrong, and a one if they had it right. But there was no in-between values, and so you don't get anything. You don't get a gauge. You know, either right or wrong, what about maybe close, iffy. I like the spread where we can get, you know, get into it and evaluate things on enough to spread them out.
We could do our own translation and call it the 400 translation or something, because it got 400 points.
The 400 translation. Somewhere around that'd be good. Listen, I have about 30 at home that are done by eccentric translators. There was a big demand for A.G. Robertson to do a translation. Because if he did one, it would undoubtedly be a bestseller. And he purposely didn't do one because he said that's about all he wanted it for. He would rather leave it untranslated. Go by his word studies.
The computer doesn't like my meta format, so it won't give me the reports that way.
You'll get
it. Spare the rod and spoil the computer.
if we pick out verses that are like Trinitarian verses or Calvin verses or something like that, I can tell rank how each one did according to those.
Isn't that only your own evaluation?
Only my own.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty good. I think we'll look at our own sheets really quickly and see what ASV and NAS did. Handouts. I don't have anything more to say, so I might as well be dismissed here. I'll show you everything in class. It's a really efficient class. We got through a lot of material. I'm always in a race to get through as much as I can.
What are you
going to
do this summer?
What am I going to do this summer? Trying to get my life in order. Seek the Lord is what I'm going to do. I'm going to seek the Lord. In trying to get my life in order, I'm going to try to get my life in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
You have to sell your card out. What's that?
I'd like to get a new one.
I get an 88. Well, if you're giving it away, I get first dibs.
We have a whole class just to get people out of green caps.
Huh? What's that?
Yeah.
They'd rather have it be better than the Old Testament than it would be the other
stuff. It's hard to say. It's hard to rate the Old Testament because the Hebrew is so ambiguous.
He was mainly Old Testament scholar, wasn't he?
I think he was better at Hebrew than Greek. I don't think he was proficient in Greek. It's hard to say. Yeah, he's really literal in the Old Testament. So he might really... And the Hebrew text didn't change that much.
Except for the time young to the present.
Whereas, yeah, he's still on the Hebrew somewhere.
Actually, it's not all those things.
There aren't many literal Old Testaments. Get down this list. Most of these guys are New Testament only.
Are you still on the lookout for the weird translations?
I collect them. I'm always new. Anything I don't have, I'm interested. Anybody else collecting them or getting them to the library? I know a lot of ways to get them.
Remember,
I don't know.
The dollar category.
It's just that I know that the new NAB is going to be shortly.
I'll probably pick it up used. Because I don't like to pay those big prices on those things.
True.
I found a really nice NAB the other day for a dollar. I just didn't buy it.
Find one where you know you have it. How long has I thought about it?
That I don't have? Yeah. I get the book list now. Mm-hmm. Rare. There's a Bible collector up in Ballard, a friend of mine, and
he's
kind of a small Christian bookstore. He's constantly, going like this with books, and if he gets anything, he sends me a newsletter.
Yeah, an atmosphere like that, that's not too
so about the last, the last 10 I've gotten them all from him. Other than, I think I went downtown and bought maybe 3 of the ones that just came out. Oh, and then somebody gave me a recovery. Let's see, I bought an ICV, I bought what are some of these? There's been about 5 out of the last 2 or 3 years.
Meeting people.
I just bought them.
ICV?
International Children's Version.
Oh.
It's on the 10-year tour. We sell the books here, I think. I recommend it. Yeah, they do. We rated it. It didn't rate that well, but... A simplified version. Did you know those right on?
Yeah, it's for me. It's open to anyone who wants to go to this church. And it's always been
There's been 27
language.
We didn't rate ICV this year. But it comes out somewhat comparable to easy to read. Or Knox or in that category. New Century, I think, is 82. I just got another one by Lattimore.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of real people.
Two-volume, Richard Lattimore. He's a classicist. I don't even think he's a Christian.
And
he translates the classics. He translates the New Testament.
He actually walked.
I got that in
books. He didn't walk 3 feet
up
the ground.
I just looked for him. I used to look for him pretty regularly, but...
It's
hard to find anyone.
I got
scrapers. I found one on the book list there, $50 left category. I will buy those. I've seen a world that they just brought back. So, just last year or two.
I don't know. Not my gospel published,
you know. That's out of print. That's
in their catalog.
Yeah. Somebody else is printing it now. I've seen one, right?
God be. They have a. They're out of print. They have a. One guy, if you write in the deal, he'd send you to somebody else. You've got a stockpile of paperback.
You mean God's Bible school? Is that
right?
I mailed away years ago. And
they no, they sent you another one. They sent you some guy. I have a guy who gets left.
He's from the
same way. We both fell. And I know it's been, I know what you mean, but half of you can't. Well, I wrote the deal in the book, and then they sent me to another guy, no personal name.
Wonderful.
And he had some paperback. He sent me one for $11.95.
For the next 20 minutes, you mean?
10.
Do you need anything to be here?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lenny.
See you later.
So you got all your gear.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Lenny. It was a great class.
Love you, Tom. Thank you, Lanny.
Appreciate meeting you. I've always been in the statistics.
Pardon me?
I've always been interested in statistics.
Yeah, I noticed that.
As a kid, I was always interested. I don't know if I did it.
You were?
Huh?
At what age did you start getting interested in that?
Oh, grade school.
Really?
I was interested in numbers.
Yes. Well, you can see that. The procedure that's used for going through is who started this this system?
Don.
Don did?
Yep. It's a good system. Yeah. The only thing I have done to change his system is to add maybe 3, 4, 5 times as many verses as he's gone over. And but the numerical system, the format is unchanged. I think it's really good. I wouldn't change it, and I'm really have a good scope of numbers and how things fit together and all that. I wouldn't change this. I like the 5 to -30 format.
Yeah, not having done a lot of statistics myself, is there, you know, is there some time-tested reason for picking that number spread?
No. I have no idea. We could go 5 to -50, 5 to -100, 5 to -10, 5 to -20.
Why not -10 or +10?
Yeah. No reason particularly, and I've never thought of changing it. I felt like it really gives us the feel we want. So.
Well, it does. I mean, I can see how if you went from, say, -10 to +10, the numbers would be, the positive numbers would be a lot higher. They would be.
We're basically on a 5 to -5 scale with doctrinal penalties. That's the way it works out. 5 to -5, and there's penalties for doctrinal errors.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty good way of doing it. I think 5 was chosen just as a round number.
We'll see on this sheet here, you go from 319 down to -184. Our sheet here was essentially 300 down to -216. So it stays in a good balance both ways from 0.
Mm-hmm. King James comes out almost right in the middle every year. Right this year, King, a little higher in the middle.
Yeah. Where do you work? Do you use that computer at your job?
Well, yeah, I work for myself. It's a computer program.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What kind of jobs do you do with it?
Databases. Any databases.
Do you? Yeah. Well, what's your name? Might get, have to get a hold of you for a job sometime.
Yeah.
I
think I've got a card.
Do you?
Yeah.
Obviously, how to use that thing.
What kind of need do you have? What kind of system or what do you
well,
what work do you?
You know, we're trying to get going in this business having to do with supplying supplies to government,
mm-hmm.
you know, both federal and local. And,
yeah.
And, yeah. Okay. But anyway, I just wanted to have this card in case I need to get a hold of you.
Sure. Feel free anytime.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks.